I read on your profile that you like discussing philosophy. That's pretty cool. I actually studied philosophy for a while. It was pretty fun, but in the end, I don't think it was for me. Oh, I don't know. I think it's a little too hypothetical, with all the thought experiments. I'm a problem solver. I don't like people making up arbitrary rules for what's possible. You know what I mean? I can't really place myself into a situation like that. Like the trolley problem, or whatever it's called. If it were up to me, I'd just pull the lever, divert the tram, shout at that one person on the track to get out of the freaking way, and, like, there you go! Everybody's happy, and nobody has to die. I don't know, but maybe I lack imagination. Anyways, how about you? How would you solve it? No, I'm not kidding. I am like genuinely curious. You said you like thought experiments, so I want to know. Would you pull the lever? You would. Interesting. Then how about this? The tram is already headed for the one guy. If you pull the lever, it's gonna go to the other track and hit four people. Would you do it? No? Damn, you really want that guy on the track dead, don't you? What did he ever do to offend you? Uh-oh. I see. So you're one of those utilitarians, is that it? All about minimizing pain, maximizing pleasure? No, I'm not saying you're wrong. It's philosophy. There's no correct answer, right? I'm just saying, I would totally pull the lever. It makes total sense, right? If you're thinking about maximizing pleasure, just think about how incredibly thankful that guy is gonna be. I mean, I just saved his life. That's gotta be worth like 1,000 pleasure points, right? Besides, there's like four people on the other track. At least one of them would have noticed and told others to get out of the way. They'll be fine. Don't worry about them. Just think about how ecstatic this guy is gonna be when I save him. And that, in turn, would make me really happy. So now that we're definitely maximizing pleasure, right? Still not convinced? I think you're underestimating how happy it would make me. I mean, think about it. If somebody saved my life like that, I would do anything for them. And they would definitely be pleasurable things. I can tell you that much. Got any counter-argument for that? Yeah, okay. So, I see that's a fair point, but not the same thing. See, if I save the other people, which, by the way, would have been fine, they're adults, don't worry about them. But if I did save them, they wouldn't think it was anything special. Since I didn't make an active choice, they wouldn't be so thankful. Besides, it's not the same with a group of people. You don't get that same intense spark of passion. Well, maybe that is what I'm suggesting. But hey, it's my hypothetical scenario. I make up the rules. And I stipulate that if I save him, we embrace in a fit of passion and we go back to my place and have wild sex. And in that situation, yeah, I would definitely pull that lever. How about you? Yeah, I know you've already answered, but you haven't answered my scenario. Imagine the person on that track was the hottest girl you've ever seen, and if you saved her, she would do anything for you. And I mean anything. imagine it. Imagine that she would give you the best blowjob of your life. See? Not so easy a choice anymore, is it? Are you sure that you wouldn't do it? You know what? Hey, let's change the setup a little bit. How about this? You're sitting at a cafe, and outside the window, you can see a tram headed for a bunch of people on that track. You could get up, pull the lever. If you did, it would divert the tram to another track where there's not a single person. But there's someone sitting next to you. And underneath the table, she's touching your cock. You get up. She's gonna be insulted and leave before you come back. Applying just enough pressure for you to feel it. See? I told you I didn't like hypothetical scenarios. So, what's it gonna be? Would you rather pull the lever or have your lever pulled? Are you still gonna stick with your principles? Well, what if she started applying a little more pressure? Letting her fingers run along the length of your crotch, resting her palm between your legs, and slowly, discreetly, starting to massage it? Would you still get up? Think carefully. And remember to factor in how much pleasure this is bringing me. Seeing you bite your lip like that, sitting there with bated breath, looking straight into my eyes, while I feel you growing hard in my hand. Trying to readjust yourself? Don't worry. They won't see us like this. At least, not if you stay quiet. So, Mr. Philosopher, would this be enough to keep you here? Feeling me grab your erection through your pants. My thumb rubbing your tip. No, simply nodding isn't gonna do it. I need to hear you say it. I need to hear you say that you don't give a fuck about that tram. That all those worries about who you're gonna save, about doing the right thing, they'll disappear as soon as you feel me undo your button and sit down your fly. Come on, say it. Say, I don't give a fuck about that tram. I knew it. Don't worry, I'm not gonna judge you. I would have done the same. We all need to get a little naughty sometimes, especially when it feels this good. I love feeling your length in my hand, stroking you through your underwear. Ooh. Seeing that little wet spot form just below your waistband. Rubbing it a little as you get harder and harder for me. Scoots forward, leaning up to the table. I know there's barely anyone here, but I want to make sure. It'd be a shame if somebody interrupted us while I slide my hand down and wrap my fingers around your throbbing cock. Oh, I fucking love this. Your shaft sliding in my hand. All warm. It's slippery. Oh, you like this? What if I speed up? Yeah. You like it if I go a little faster? doing it like this in public and run around us going about their daily lives, not knowing what's going on, not aware of the unbearable tension that's starting to build. If only they paid attention, they would notice. They'd see you squirming in your seat. They'd hear your breath getting heavier, your eyes gazing into mine. They would see how much it turns me on to see how badly you want to let it out. Just grunt and moan in pleasure, telling me how good it feels, how close you are to orgasm. Just barely managing to hold it, reducing it all down to a soft little whimper. Yeah, that's it. We're getting closer. You're okay with this, right? Coming underneath the table. Good, because you've made your decision now. And this tram isn't slowing down. Yeah, that's it. Just a little more. Shh. Remember, we have to stay quiet. Bite your lip if you have to. Or bury your face in my shoulder. Oh, baby. Yeah, here it comes. Oh. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come for me. Yeah. Just a little bit more. Nicely done. Could have been easy. Couldn't have been easy staying quiet. Quick, tuck it back in before somebody comes. Oh shit, I think someone's coming our way. Oh, hey. Yeah, no thanks, we're fine. Yeah. Absolutely. The coffee was amazing. Yeah, we were just about to leave, so. Oh, by the way, do you happen to have a restroom here? Down the hall to the right? Got it. Thank you. Looks like you came just in time. Imagine what would have happened otherwise. We'd better get out of here. I'm just gonna swing by the restroom. You go ahead. I'll be right there with you. And if I'm not, I think you better come check on me. You heard what she said, right? Down the hall to the right.